I always told myself I would be the mom that never missed any of my kids' activities. I would be at every single sporting game, I would be at every single concert or every play, and I would be this ideal trophy mom. If you also have told yourself this story and you find yourself coming up short every once in a while because you might have to miss a kiddo's activity or sporting event because of work, or perhaps because maybe you have competing obligations that are outside of work, or even heck, you have multiple kids, then this episode is for you. We are diving all into the guilt of missing our kiddo's activities because of competing obligations. So if you're ready to get rid of, or at least decrease quite a bit, some of that guilt, this episode is for you. Get ready, we're about to dive in. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through. Until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. In a few weeks, I will be participating on a panel on the topic of flexibility in the workplace. And I'm super excited about this panel and the topic because flexibility is actually a topic that is near and dear to my heart. I am so grateful for the opportunities presented to me throughout my career journey that allowed me to have flexibility in the workplace so that I could juggle the roles of both mother and a driven employee. And so this topic is important, I feel, not only to me, but as working moms in general, because flexibility truly is at the core of a successful working mom. And yet at the same time, while I will be traveling to present my perspective on flexibility in the workplace, I will actually be missing one of my kiddos' band concerts. And they don't have a lot of band concerts. So there's a bit of irony in presenting on flexibility so that you can meet the demands and needs of both work and home. And at the flip side, I will be actually missing one of my kiddos' activities. So you can imagine there's a layer of guilt that might cloud this great opportunity to sit on the panel. And so today I really just want to touch on that working mom guilt. And even I'm going to remove the word working. I think mom guilt in general can really rise a lot when we are in a place where either we have to pick or choose between work or home or another obligation and our kids' activity. Guilt can be all consuming. And I've come into a good place about having to miss kiddos' activities because, well, I have many kids. We have 4 boys. And there's always that moment where there's competing sports at the same time. And I can't be everywhere at once. Also, I can tell you the kids have gotten used to having dialogue and good communication around activities, what time they are, which parent's gonna be able to attend, who has a competing sport activity at the same time. And so we've had to really lean into a lot of good communication and dialogue. But really, I think we have to take a minute and pause and really think about where this guilt stems from and why it's impacting us. I think that there's this layer of perfectionism that, as especially working moms, we put ourselves into, meaning if I'm going to work, I have to also be the best super mom at home to prove or to offset what I'm doing at the office, because I'm away maybe from my kids all day long. And so I have to really step it up in the evening or for their activities in order to prove that I am a good mom. And I want to just challenge you to squash that thought. If you are finding yourself in this layer of perfectionism, where does that come from? Is it coming from comparison? Comparing yourself to other moms who maybe seem like they are effortlessly balancing or juggling all of these things. And then that in turn can make us feel as though we're even worse. Perfectionism, of course, can come from comparison, but that's not the only place it comes from. Perhaps it comes from this layer of not really knowing what you want to do in your career, maybe not fully loving your job. Maybe it comes from a place of your mother's lens or your sister-in-law's lens or somebody else's lens of expectation that you are a failure as a mother if you don't make it to every single activity. So I'd really challenge you to think about where this guilt is stemming from. Who's shoulding on you? And I'm air quoting should, because should is really just somebody else's expectation, and you have to define what a good mom is for you. For me, there's no way on earth that I could be at every kiddo's activity ever. There's gonna be a time that I'm going to miss, and it may be because of work. It may be because my husband and I have prioritized time away. We didn't do this for many years, like a dozen years, but we started to prioritize vacation and travel for us. And so that may mean we have to miss a kiddo's activity. Likewise, if you have multiple kids in multiple sports, you may not be able to attend every single activity. So I want you to let go of this notion of perfection that may cloud our judgment when we look at ourselves and reflect on how we're doing as mothers. You showing up to every single band contest or debate or sports competition doesn't make you a perfect mother. Likewise, missing them does not make you a bad mother or a mother who's failing. I would really challenge you to set your own level of expectation. I think it's great for moms who will exclaim that they've never missed a kiddo's activity. I would truly love to say that, but I have missed, and it's because of a variety of different reasons, right? Competing obligations and priorities, and that is truly, truly life. And so I want you to think about, instead of somebody else's lens of expectation or societal expectations or comparison trap and perfectionism, instead, I would encourage you to consider looking at it from a more refreshing or realistic, honest perspective about guilt. And I will say, first and foremost, we are all making the best decisions we can with the information that is present to us at the moment. And so to give yourself grace, maybe you look back in hindsight and say, gosh, I wish I would have attended X, Y, or Z instead of doing A, B, and C. And there's going to be times that hindsight is perfect 20/20 vision, but we make decisions based on what information we have readily available, and we prioritize the best we can. As moms, we are constantly reprioritizing. We are constantly looking at the deck that is stacked up and sometimes against us and making do with the best resources we have at the moment. So I encourage you to give yourself some grace and also to recognize the importance of role modeling, showing your kids that there is importance to the work that you do, the responsibility that you have, and the dedication that you have for not only your career, but how it impacts others can be a valuable life lesson. They realize and recognize they are not the only person in this world. There are other people out there who might need you, need your effort, need your time, need your support. And that then in turn helps to raise a healthy, well-rounded child. And give yourself some self-compassion, because we have enough guilt, worry, fear, anxiety, stress, chaos in our life without coming at ourselves all the time. Understanding it's okay. We all have to make sacrifices at work, at home. Nobody does it perfectly. And if you are leaning into perfection, I encourage and challenge you to consider why. Who is holding you to this high level of super momhood that you think you should be achieving? Because I guarantee there's no medal. There's no award. There's only love from your kid. And I guarantee there will be no less love from your kiddo because you miss one activity or two. But I will say, through this, communication can really grow, trust can grow, respect can grow inside of your family when you're able to articulate what's happening with the schedule, why you might not be able to be there. How do they feel about this? Let's set a game plan. Is there a friend or a spouse or maybe one of their teammates has a mom who can send you a video of what's happening or FaceTime you while you're at a certain event? I know I have a plan already in place for that band concert so that my husband can FaceTime me while I'm at the conference in the evening because I can't make it home in time. I tried to find a flight that would get me even remotely close to his band concert, but there was simply no way by the time I got off that stage and was able to get to the airport. So I did a backup plan and we talked about it. How do you feel about this, right? If it was an absolute necessity and he was broken down, I might have to reprioritize. And there are going to be times like that. But for this particular experience, he was good with a FaceTime. He was good with us talking about it when I come back. And so I do believe that there is a positive aspect, the silver lining, let's say, of having to miss out on an activity. Maybe it's not something that we lean into all of the time, but when we do have to miss and that guilt starts to cloud us, I want you to think about the independence that this causes inside of our own kiddos. Allowing children to develop independence and resilience by experience these activities, sometimes without one of their parents, can actually help them to grow a little bit. And then from there, it allows a bonding opportunity in a sense that might not have otherwise been there had you been present, because you'll recognize that this missed activity creates opportunities for additional conversation, for bonding. Maybe you go out for ice cream when you get home and y'all talk about it, or you jump on the phone later to discuss it. What went wrong? What went well? What do you think would have happened if X, Y, and Z happened? And really just engaging more. I don't know about your kids, but the older that mine get, I recognize there's not always a lot of dialogue coming. It may be child dependent based on how much they love to talk, of course. But I have a couple quieter kids who's the older they get, the more reserved they get. They don't share too much about the experience. But when I've missed or when we've had precious time to go out and discuss the nuances of a certain activity or event or a stage that they're at in their life, it does open up more opportunity to talk, which ultimately leads to better bonding between us. So look at that silver lining as well. And I will say your support system does not mind you asking for help. I have never had a problem asking for help in my life. I'm super happy to accept any help because I don't look at it from the lens of judgment. I look at it from the lens of authentic caring and compassion in friendship or in family. When somebody offers to help me or I ask for help and they willingly respond and are agreeable to it and happy to do it, it makes a big difference because they feel special as well. You're asking for somebody's help, maybe in an area that they already excel in. And so it really does open up that support system, open up your network as well. Maybe you have to ask one of your kiddos' friends, moms, to take them to the volleyball match. And that then opens up potentially a new network of friends or expands your circle a little bit more. And you can follow up with the mom and engage in conversations. Because as working moms, we don't have a ton of time to go source out new friendships. And this is a really cool way and an easy way to not only get what you need done for your family and for your work, but also open up your circle as well. I think at the end of the day, though, that communication piece with your support system, with the child that you may be missing their activity, with your fellow team members or your employer, or in my experience, the conference and other panelists that I'll be working with, all of those pieces of communication, while it may sound overwhelming to have to communicate with everybody, that's what we do each and every day, all day long. We communicate via text or via email or via verbal communication. We literally communicate all day. And so to be able to share, hey, this is where I'm at. Hey, this is my experience, or to your kiddo, bringing it to their attention. How do we approach this? What are your thoughts? I asked my son, you know, if this is the opportunity, if it really bothers you, I will back out. I will not go. And he said, no, it's not that big of a deal, mom. And you may even learn and be surprised by your kids' responses. And from there, then you let that drive your decision based on some communication. But do not let guilt drive your decisions, because you could very well be causing your own guilt or putting your own burden on yourself that simply is not realistic, is not true, and even isn't in the heart of your own child if you were to miss that activity. So I'm here today to remind you to give yourself grace. Remove some of that guilt, even decrease it ever so slightly by having some raw, honest communication, because maintaining an open communication with our kids, with those around us about our work obligations, gives us the opportunity to reassure them of our love and our support. So I encourage you to think about that guilt from a different angle and think about the trade-offs that you're making, but not necessarily through the lens of guilt, because adopting a more realistic approach or perspective and focusing on some of these positive aspects of missed activities, while we don't want to have to miss them, there are some silver linings in this, and we can begin implementing some of the strategies to overcome guilt. We as working moms can help navigate this through conversation so that maybe the next generation of working moms will have seen this in action, will have seen that it wasn't as big of a deal as we might have in our own heads, and instead feel confident as they pursue their own career journey and raise their own children. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. And be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.